The San Francisco-based clothing retailer has reported more losses for the last quarter and says it will close additional stores this year. Analysts say an improving economic picture won't fix the Gap's biggest problems. The company's CEO, Millard Drexler, says things will turn around after the Gap goes back to basic pants and t-shirts. Jason Lopez, a member station KQED, reports from San Francisco.
The Gap is by far the largest specialty retailer in the U.S., and its latest quarter was another disappointment, a $34 million loss. Analyst Lauren Cooks-Levitan of Robertson Stephens thinks the Gap can rebound, but the market's faith in the company is wavering.
With each passing month of negative performance, it gets more difficult for people to believe that the company has the capability to make that shift.
In the face of falling sales, the Gap has changed management teams and launched new stores. Even that, says analyst John Morris of Girard Clower Madison, hasn't done much to turn the company around.
No longer is the Gap really a bellwether for retailing. They really lost their bellwether status when they strayed a little too far to the young side, a little too far to the fashionable side, and it's been very difficult for them to regain their footing, and that's what they're struggling to do now.
Though the latest consumer confidence rating for February is down, economists say people are buying. But Richard Jaffe of UBS Warburg points out the road for retailers is a rocky one. Fashion marketing, he says, simply comes down to offering clothes people want to wear, something stores like County Seat, Clothes Time, and countless other chains couldn't do.
None of those retailers exist, and yet those retailers totaled almost 10,000 stores in 1990. So basically in the last 12 years, we've seen 10,000 stores go dark.
Economists say that consumer spending will be an important part of the turnaround, which is projected to be in full swing by the fall. But many analysts wonder whether troubled retailers, such as The Gap, will be able to turn around too. For NPR News, I'm Jason Lopez in San Francisco.